This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The Election Commission has said that the polling for the assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand yesterday concluded peacefully. Maharashtra has recorded 65.02% polling and Jharkhand recorded 68.45% voting. The turnout has surpassed the record of 2019 elections in both the states. Kolhapur district in Maharashtra has recorded highest 76.25% voting in the state. Jamtara district in Jharkhand recorded highest 77.29% voting. The polling for all 288 assembly constituencies in Maharashtra was held in a single phase today, while the polling was held for the second phase of 38 assembly constituencies of Jharkhand. The poll body said the by-polls in 15 assembly constituencies and one parliamentary constituency were also held yesterday. In Uttar Pradesh, taking cognizance of complaints regarding arbitrary checking and prevention of voters from voting in certain assembly constituencies, the commission, after a thorough inquiry, ordered the suspension of police personnel in Moradabad, Kanpur and Muzaffarnagar for violating the norms and guidelines. India and Guyana have signed 10 agreements to enhance cooperation in several areas including health, hydrocarbons, agriculture and allied sectors. The Memorandum of Understandings was signed on cooperation in the field of medical products, Jan Aushadhi Scheme, Cultural Exchange Program, deployment of UPI-like system in Guyana and cooperation and collaboration in field of broadcasting between Prasar Bharati and National Communications Network, Guyana. Besides, MOU was also signed between National Defence Institute, Guyana and Rashtriya Raksha University, Gujarat. The agreements were signed between the two countries following the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali, at Georgetown yesterday. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Guyana agree that dialogue and diplomacy should be used to resolve all issues. Prime Minister Modi said, "The close cooperation in the field of defence between the two nations is a symbol of deep mutual trust." He informed that last year, India had supplied 2 Dornier aircraft to Guyana. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is an important source of pharmaceutical products for Guyana and India will work on setting up Jan Aushadhi Kendras in that country. Prime Minister Modi noted that Guyana is associated with various initiatives taken by India, such as the International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, and the Global Biofuel Alliance. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi participated in the second CARICOM India Summit in Georgetown. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has stood with the CARICOM member countries and moved forward like a trustworthy partner, whether it is COVID or natural disasters, capacity building or development issues. He was speaking at India CARICOM Summit in Georgetown, Guyana. Mr. Modi said, "This summit is being held after 5 years, and in these 5 years, the world has seen several changes and the mankind had to face some huge hardships." The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, yesterday announced that the board exams for class 10th and 12th will begin from 15th February 2025. The board announced that the class 10th exams will conclude on 18th March and class 12th exams will end on 4th April. CBSE said it has ensured that there is sufficient gap between examinations of subjects that are generally offered by the same student. Indian Foreign Secretary is scheduled to visit Dhaka in mid-December to lead the Indian delegation at the next round of India-Bangladesh Foreign Office consultation. Central Bureau of Investigation has registered an FIR into a Bitcoin-based Ponzi scam between Amit Bhardwaj, Ajay Bhardwaj and others. In hockey, India clinched the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar. The Indian women's hockey team won their second consecutive title, beating China 1-0 in the final match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.